Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission, I'm your host, Maya Morton. The Park Point Art Fair is in its 41st year, starting back in 1970, in the day when art fairs were counterculture, back when the Renaissance Festival was just an idea and hippies were peddling their homemade goods from beads to spoon rings. The fair has come a long way, but the artist's spirit has not changed. The power of the craft and the love of making art is what you'll find in this truly community event. I spoke with organizer Jake Casper about the 41st annual Park Point Art Fair.
Every year we have 120 visual artists and fine craftspeople who are juried into the event. We begin that process a few months earlier where, you know, we have a call for entries like any juried art fair would, and a panel of art professionals review the applicants and then select them based on craftsmanship and originality. I mean, typically, you know, when we're juring in artists, we have categories that are specific to the different media, and we have people who are doing ceramics, fiber arts, glass, jewelry, two-dimensional art, which includes a variety of painting styles, drawing styles. We have photography, metalwork, sculpture, woodwork. And within those categories, you'll probably find, you know, approximately 15 to 20 different artists who've been juried in those categories. Over the years, I mean, with this long-standing tradition, we've had a lot of artists who are, you know, who return. And so, in fact, some of them have been there for 40 years, but usually there are about 40% new artists who come through. For the past 5 years, we've been making sure we have a little bit more to the festivity, where we bring in music acts and have a stage with free live music. For the past few years, we've been doing a children's make and take area, which is like family art. Can come into the tent, and we have like found art objects that our volunteers work with kids and families who want to make something and take it away. And you also find like musicians kind of interspersed a lot of times amongst the tents, the artist tents that go down this paved path beside the pine trees in the recreation area. You know, you have a nice view of the Superior Bay. Of course, you go over the dune and you're right at Lake Superior. So I think a lot of people love to come down and, you know, stroll through the artist tents and check out the artwork. You're able to kind of stop in and not only see the work, but talk to the artist who's done it. Of course, artists are selling their work, and, you know, when you have a personal connection to an experience, you know, whether it's you think this is just a beautiful piece of art, and there you are, and it's an original piece of art, and inspires you, and you're also supporting that creativity and that local artistry, you know, whatever the medium is, you know, it might really speak to you in that way and bring out some kind of memory or some kind of idea that I think that's really an appealing aspect to starting your own art collection. I mean, one thing I think that's really important about this event is that, you know, it's a celebration of the arts, but also of community and the environment. Together, we're volunteers who've been doing this for a few decades. And it supports everything we do as a community club there, which, you know, namely is to support, like, youth programming that, you know, once was funded by the city. We do a ton of environmental initiatives, whether it's, like, planting trees every year, dune preservation, which includes building accessible boardwalks for people to be able to get down and take a look at Lake Superior, and a variety of other things. Not only like the volunteers who are making this happen and working together with the artists, it's also about promoting the arts and that whole experience.
The Park Point Art Fair happens this weekend all day, June 25th and 26th, at the end of Park Point in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. For more information about Park Point Art Fair, or to listen to an episode of Radio Gallery again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.